yes, is always saving them. Aww, right?
It wasn't supposed to be sweet. It was just some of us have to. It got to be one dude on the show to be like, look, that might have been a little bit much. No?
I don't go that far. Right?
You're a manipulator.
Yeah, that's kind of true. That's not a full lie.
You are a manipulator.
That's not 100% lie.
No, that's not a lie.
Damn. Not a lie at all.
That's what makes the show beautiful, because you can, I mean, it don't take much for you to, hey, so blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, yeah. And then there's a problem. Shouldn't have said that.
Do jump, hey, man. Like Billy the Kid, man. You start shooting. Just
hey, y'all happy we back?
Hell yeah.
Here you go with this shit again.
That's how I do it, man. I got Vanessa last time, too.
You could at least.
There's no reason I couldn't see it.
Yeah, it's right in his face.
Red.
You knew, or did you not know?
Yeah, I saw you look at it. You didn't see it moving? You didn't see the timer going?
I saw your eyes go, so I looked at what your eyes were looking at, but didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing setup.
What's happening right now?
You see it?
It's recording.
There's no way you can't see it. It's all in your face.
What's up?
That's new.
So what we got going on? What's up?
Shit, man. I can't call it.
Feeling good?
Actually,
feeling
I got
great?
A lot to talk about. Oh.
A lot to talk about, stuff you can't talk about.
What's going on here?
Oh, don't worry about that. New setup, new stuff that can happen while we record.
Oh, that's kind of dope, bro.
I know, right?
Kind of dope. He was like, it's halfway there.
You can bring something in and then we can talk about it once on the fly.
On the fly, so you can look at it.
Man. Well, let's look at it. Come on, man. Come with it.
Ain't enough for you to look at, man.
Shout out to the internet.
Yeah, shout out to the internet. Yo, first of all, you know how many people are probably tired of us taking a hiatus, coming back, taking a hiatus, coming back?
Hey, my wife's tubes is tied, bro.
I had school.
Y'all
was fucking.
Y'all also dropping babies like a motherfucker around here.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
My brother.
Appreciate it. Brand new. Daddy. Have a daughter.
Let me ask you the question that everybody asks me.
How do I feel?
How you feel?
I'm tired, man.
Hey, do your values change now that you have a child? Or is everything pretty much still the same?
Nah, I'm still on Instagram liking.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Still double tapping.
Still double tapping.
There's nothing in your mind that says,
Well, now when I double tap, I'm like, I hope this ain't her. I hope this ain't her. God damn. I hope this ain't her.
And sometimes the double taps will get me in trouble.
How do you get in trouble with double taps?
Because I'll be scrolling and then I'll double tap, but the double tap don't register and it just taps. And then like the sound comes on. And then it's music. And then when there's music, Vanessa hears it. And when she hears a certain type of music, she knows that's ass
shaking
that's going on in her phone right now. No, it's usually some kind of Latin doom, something like that.
Oh, that's your version. That's your genre.
Yeah, and then she's just like, yo, I know there's ass going on over there. And then she shoots me a look, and I just kind of look up, hit the mute button. I stay there. And then I wait till it's done. And then sometimes I'll be like, look at this. That's
you,
crazy.
That's how you free
it?
Yourself.
That's crazy, right? And I
that's
go back
how you
to
free
it.
Yourself.
And
the
then
freedom.
I'll scroll. And then she's just like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. You know, it helps. But I know she's just, you know, she's just like, you know,
in the back of your head.
I see what you're looking at. I see what you're doing over there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
I be dotting and crossing my I's and T's and Q's. I take my glasses off and shit because I know there's a glare and I know she's looking through the glasses to see what I'm seeing. When it's too powerful, I'll be like,
I think I linger on too long for her to. Cause she'll walk by, I'm just still staring. I'm like,
she's there too long.
She's there too long.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
It be moving.
Flick. Flick up.
I had to change my Instagram a little bit though. I had to unfollow people, cause I was looking in public, and my Instagram feed wasn't safe. Like, I was just going and going. I was just like ass. I'm like, good God, man, where the sports at?
That was my Twitter feed.
So
I'm like, what kind of man am I? Where are my friends?
Perv. We weren't there.
Tiana Trump has used all her resources on my Twitter page. Like, by name. Yeah. Somehow she ended up on my Instagram. I don't know how. I don't think I friended her.
Right.
But shout out to Tia. Wow.
Hey, a lot's happened since we've been gone.
Yeah, a lot. A lot in the world.
Yeah, think about it. The last time we were together, I mean, first of all, shout out to Mike. He ain't here. Shout out to Mike.
He's
Pat,
coming.
Pat, look to you, right?
He's coming.
Say what's up to Mike.
Oh, you mean the Mike in front of me?
That's right.
What up, Mike?
Look, man. Oh, man.
He'll be here.
The new year hit. Everybody done talked about it, so we ain't going to get on the documentary of it. But a smooth interview happened just recently. Of your mans.
Robert.
Pat, your mans.
Man, you killing me out here, man, with this.
You had something else what you want to say about it, right? Because you texted me, you said, yo, that sounds like a dude that's innocent.
Kales.
I kind of.
What'd you think about that?
The cry in there. There was some cry in there that was a call out. I think it was a conspiratorial call out. Dude, I'm trying to tell you, I think when you don't pay your dues in Hollywood, mm-hmm. and you don't pay on time, they let you slide for a couple of missed payments. I don't necessarily know if it's a financial payment, but as soon as you slip up, they expose you, and they let you go. They just the wolves just come after you, because come on, man.
So I'm saying I saw that.
See, I'm with people. You. So I'm gonna go to conspiracy with you. I saw that as. All right, when Zacchaeus lies, I've seen him lie to the point to where he'll put the tears in it, and he'll be serious. Like, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. And you see tears in his eyes. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, man. He didn't do it. He crying like this. He didn't do it. Mm. And then you talk to the teacher. You find out, oh, he did that shit.
Right.
Got the video.
So where are
so
you
that's
at
what
with
I
this?
Saw with L. R. Kelly.
That's what you
where,
saw?
Where I'm at is, I'm like, this nigga sees his asshole getting taken.
So he's going to do whatever it
so
takes.
He's going to do whatever he can to not get anally raped. Because that's what they're going to do.
It sounds like the Terry Crews thing.
They're going to take his booty. They're going to pee on him.
Nah, he's...
They're going to do wild shit in prison, man.
I don't know. He might... It's not that he's innocent of the crime. It's just that now it's time to tax him with the crime because he ain't paid his dues. It's been there. It's always been there. I mean... How many songs he didn't gave us information?
I a little bit do think about, you know, he ain't paid
his
dues.
What about this?
How many songs he gave us the information?
What about the people that knew?
Everybody.
Like, there's a lot of people in that interview that knew. Didn't say anything. You know what I'm saying?
What they say? I mean.
They knew.
How many hints did this man give us?
People knew.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Feeling on your booty.
Feeling on your booty isn't a.
But you tie it into the rest of the songs.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Hint after hint after hint.
Because this is what I need. I need him. It's just, it's like Mike, right?
Mm-mm.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
They put this documentary out.
We going with Mike, right?
They put this documentary out. I seen a little bit of it. I was like, nope, that ain't enough. When I watched, I was just like, that ain't enough to get him out of here.
Because he got old money.
It was the same
dudes.
They
can try, but the old money always works.
It's the same dudes from 92 or whatever that put the charges out, then took the money to hush whatever. Everybody knows the story. You can look it up, right?
Yeah.
It's the fact that he's dead. He can't defend himself. And then, well, not just that, but like, he's dead. So if I play his music, he's dead. You're not going to cancel a dead man. Like, he's not. You play his music. He's not getting any money from it.
Basically,
you're
what
just
about
listening
to
the music.
Is when can we? When is it
so
okay?
So I need R. Kelly to die.
That's what he was going to say. I
need him to die. So I just want one album.
You need to get this man out of here.
Yeah, one album.
So
he can die, and it'll be good again.
So you've banned.
What's the first?
What's
song
the rule? The rule is we've banned R. Kelly
when he dies.
Ignition Remix. It's the first song on my blast.
Oh, okay.
We can't listen to R. Kelly no more?
You can listen to him, but like not without somebody judging you in your car.
They're going to
jam with
you. You cannot separate the fact that R. Kelly is the king of R&B and I'm going to rock this music, but I never was rocking with that nigga in general.
Not when he's alive.
Not when he's alive, man. He has to die. We need this nigga to die ASAP.
I don't understand.
Which is, you don't understand.
Why can't you separate it? Why can't you separate the music from the pedophile?
Because there's certain songs I can't. The Age Ain't Nothing But a Number One is just like, oh, that's just, right? That one. Then there's, just when you listen to like My Mind's Telling Me No, My Body's Telling Me Yes. When you listen to that, you're just like, oh, man, that's kind of hard.
Just telling on himself.
That's a tough one right there, right?
You're a black man, right?
You can separate it. But certain songs make it hard to separate. And then it's just nasty.
You're a black man, right?
Sometimes.
You black?
Sometimes.
Do we stand for the national anthem? Do we sing the Star Spangled Banner? We separate what that shit means, and we still sing and celebrate that song.
I haven't sung that in a long time or stood for it. When's the last time you stand for it? That shit don't come on. I don't go to the base movie theater.
If you go, when you go to your kids, when it happens, you're going to go and they're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance unless they took it out.
I don't support my kids like that.
Jeez. Boom, that's boom, deep. Boom.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Who knows?
Jesus.
Who knows? But, okay. When you go to their class and they say, actually, I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, okay, right. Look, when my boy graduated high school,
right?
You know, once everything settled down, and they have you stand for the flag and all that kind of stuff, and do the Pledge of Allegiance and whatnot. But all these,
we did it at a couple of colleges,
graduation. Or when they sing the Star Spangled Banner, you sing the Star Spangled Banner, you know, you're still touched by it, even though you know that ain't for us.
Nowhere near for us.
Never was for us, but we've separated that, and we still honor the gist of it. I'm still going to honor that man music.
I hate having to talk to white dudes about Star Spangled Banner at work.
You talking to them about that?
Well, because they'll be like, well, it's this one guy. Talking to him, you know, he's not even close to racist. He's just one of them white dudes who's just like, he wants to be able to talk to you about certain race things, but without the scrutiny of being judged. So, he has questions, but... You can tell when you talk to him, he legitimately...
I need to find the right black person to talk to who can make me understand why.
Right, so he legitimately doesn't know. You can tell, you listen to his stories, he's hung out with black guys, he's friends with them, but there's certain things he's just like, well, why does it have to be... He sees us as the same.
Yeah.
And he's one of the white dudes who's just like, well...
He doesn't understand white privilege.
It's tough for me. You know, yeah, he doesn't understand. Like, it's tough for me, too. Like, what do you mean? Like, I have problems, too. It's just like, and you try to explain it to him, like, we have the same problems. But you have to add on being black on top of those problems.
And he's like, that's bullshit.
And no, he doesn't say it because, I talked to him. I explained to him what it is. And he's just kind of like, but he's still kind of defensive a little bit about it. And most of the time, he just wants to talk more than he wants to listen. Like, he doesn't necessarily fully want, you know, he just wants to get these ideas he has in his head out at you, at a black person who, and.
Yeah, he wants to spew it all out to you. And
yeah.
I got one of those at my house.
And then he'll talk to you after he gets it all out. But by that time, I got to go do some other shit. Like, we at work. I got some shit to do. So, the Constitution he brought up, and I kept telling him, I was like, the Constitution isn't for me. He was like, no, it's for all of us. I was like, no, the Constitution wasn't for me. It was for you. And he kept trying to explain. I said, no. If it says that somebody like me was only, three-fourths of a man, it wasn't for me. He listened to it, but he just kind of like, yeah. And I said, that's one of the problems that we have talking. Just accept that part that I said. And once you accept that part that I said, now let's go from there. It's not for me. And then once he was just like, okay, yeah. He finally sat and accepted, and he started to get stuff. Then I got into the taking a knee, the Star Spangled Banner stuff.
That's pretty much how it gets.
Talking about the second part of the verse that's left out. And he's just like, oh, I didn't even know that was even a thing.
Why did he have to take a knee in such a situation where everybody could see it? Well, because everybody could see it.
That's why he did it. But he never said nothing about it.
Yeah, but find another opportunity to
no
that's how you do it.
That's how you protest
peacefully.
Yeah,
you get it out there for the world to see, to make a worldly change.
Protest in your house, nigga.
I'm just not with it.
That's what a lot of people say.
I'd be like, do you like Muhammad? They'd be like, I love him. He's a hero. I'm like, you don't recognize that.
You know Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. When I say that to them, I'm like, yeah, he's a hero and blah, blah. I'm like, do you realize that Colin Kaepernick is Muhammad Ali of this time?
Don't do that.
Oh, hell no. That's blasphemous. I get what you're saying,
but that is on a smaller scale. But
it's on a smaller scale. But
he did lose money off of it.
Dude,
knew what he got.
It's a smaller scale, but in today's era, it's the exact same scale.
I get what you're saying.
We're not comparing for that. The man, we're comparing the situation. In the situation.
And I agree with it, too. I don't think it's too far-fetched. I agree with it. It is kind of
the same.
Yeah. Like, in a way.
I mean,
like you're saying, for this era, the scale's the same.
It was war going on back then. I mean, it's still war going on now.
To be the champ and to say, I'm not going over there to fight. I wonder if there was more to that story. I wonder if we got like.
Did you hear the holes?
No. I'm talking about. I wonder if we got like the heroic. How you say that word? Heroic.
Yeah.
Heroic? Side of the story. Yeah. Like, I wonder if there was like a.
No, no.
I wonder if there was like some other shit.
Hated him. They hated that man.
No, but what I'm
just
saying,
just like they hate Cap.
No,
they was like, oh my God, you're not gonna fight for our country. And he said. Those little people ain't killing my people. You killing my people.
The story we got.
So like Dr. Martin Luther King, his side story, ran with him.
Yeah, something like something goofy. Like I'm trying to think of something.
He brought it up.
I remember
see his smile?
He made me recollect what I wanted to talk about.
And I'm the manipulator.
Power. Are we ready to talk about power?
Power? What do you mean?
Samson. Remember the story of Samson?
Okay. Take me there.
Do you remember anything about Samson?
That's what I'm saying. Take me there.
He had strength, and his strength was his hair.
Right. Okay, now
his hair was stripped from him, and then he lost all of his power.
Okay.
Let's take you back. Kings and Queens.
All right.
You remember the era of Kings and Queens?
Well, that's back when you can beat women.
Not only that, but they had harems.
Right.
Even the queens had harems.
Harems. Okay. Several different women giving you the strength of 10 men. Power.
Okay.
Tiger Woods was so powerful.
Yeah, when he had harems.
Until he lost his harem.
Champion. Green jackets.
So you say Muhammad Ali lost his harems?
Oh man, they all lost their harems. No, it ain't.
We didn't even talk about Muhammad Ali.
This is a subject switch.
Okay.
But it was about you ever reckon how powerful the Mormon men, they got this shit together. They be having mad money.
So you're saying in order for me to prosper, I need harems.
Mad harems.
Mad harems, bro. We have lost this great power that was bestowed upon us. Somebody knew something
about
this back
in the day.
So
you know what we need? You know how to have a president, like they got to be married and be a family. Maybe that's our problem. Maybe that's why we keep fucking up.
Need harems?
We need a president who's single and is just whoring all over the nation.
Bro, Clinton had it together until he got exposed.
Yo.
I mean,
I'm trying to tell you about these harems, bro.
The budget was balanced.
Is Donald Trump really married?
He ain't got no harems.
You sure?
At least not right now. He ain't got no harems.
Oh, wait till
he probably has Russian harems, but he ain't got no American harems right now.
What's her name? Melania?
Felonious?
Melania? What's her name?
Melancholy?
Come on, man. What's the president? Man. The first?
Tiana?
The lady?
Up these people's names.
Who?
Maloney?
Ivanka? Is that her name?
Ivanka. Which one is the mama?
Is it Ivanka? Was that right?
That sounds right.
She's Russian?
There's a Melania. Apollonia.
There's a Stormy Daniels.
See, she was a part of the harem.
But that was, he wasn't president being in harem, having the harems.
Nah, man, he's a businessman.
Power came.
We need that right. Power did come when he had harems.
Yeah.
But now she's fucked up because he doesn't have his harems. I want a president who has a woman in Russia, England,
China.
We definitely
need
one Japan.
In China. We need two in China.
Three.
Maybe.
You could have
three, because that's a crazy ratio.
2 billion people.
That's a nasty ratio.
You could have lots, like in North Korea.
He could just have all of them in North Korea.
Just understand how much power you have the more your harem grows. Just think about how many people had a lot of power, and then once they got exposed, they just ain't shit no more.
But we would have to make sure he doesn't get exposed.
Yeah, you can't expose it. Can I talk about MLK? I found out he had harems.
He had mad hoes.
Mad hoes, bro. Mad hoes.
They were all in the South, I believe, though.
Brother, Miss Coretta Scott was a hell of a woman, because she knew. She knew it was cracking.
If your man is that great, like, do you
jump in front of it?
Yeah, do you stop it?
And expose him?
Yeah.
Let him know. Let everybody know.
Just yeah, or do you just hold it? Because, you know, a lot of women, this thing is just like, just don't embarrass me.
I had a dream too, nigga.
You know what? I think that's, you think that's a nowadays thing of women, or like an old school woman thing? Yeah, because I notice a lot of women now are just like, yo, just don't embarrass me. I wonder if that's a new, is that a new school woman thing or an old school woman?
Period, point blank, no one wants to be embarrassed.
Both thing?
No one wants to be embarrassed. Nobody wants to be exposed.
I just asked the woman on the side. She says kind of both. Yeah. So I was like, don't embarrass me. It's just crazy. That's a real thing, though.
What was your term? You got to get the evil out.
You taking care of home?
You got to get the evil out, yeah.
You taking care of home?
It's a lot of evil.
Everything's bills taken care of, water, you know, food, shelter.
Yeah, and that's why you got to have harems. It's like you just said, get the evil out.
So I'm trying to explain to you. You know how much... How look,
having a sack full of semen is evil.
I got it down, bro. Look, I need to have sex on Friday to be all right through the weekend, and then on Monday I need to have sex because I go to work Tuesday through Saturday and reset that shit.
Right.
Now if it don't happen on Monday, I'm just not having a great week.
Two nuts.
I'm pissed off at everybody. I need to maintain. I need my shit balanced.
Now, my focus is better when, you know.
After you busted that nut?
No, when nothing has happened. I do focus on things better.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I'm just focused on that, and I guess I have all this energy.
Dude,
whatever, but
busting a nut relieves stress.
And evil.
You could call it evil or stress. It's the
evil.
Same sandwich.
Evil.
We'll stick with evil.
Stick with evil.
You let that release go, you right.
I can see clearly now.
Clearly, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. That cloudy rain.
It's gone. Vision start tripping with you. Good morning. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you want to fight?
I feel like an R. Kelly song could have popped out of nowhere right there.
Let's try to think of one. I ain't got one.
You got to die, bro. We can't, just bring you, bro.
Yeah, so obviously we all R. Kelly.
I'm more focused and more. I have more magic when I don't bust a nut.
That's what I'm saying.
I got to get past a certain realm of. It's like having the shakes and all that. And once you get past the shakes, you'll be all right. All of a sudden,
yeah. It's yeah. You got to go cold turkey.
Yeah, you got to have nothing
no touch,
at all.
No nothing. No Instagram. No just close your. No certain TV shows.
None
just
of
watch
that.
Sports.
I can't get triggered by nothing.
Yeah.
As soon as you get triggered.
This mummy.
Gotta touch something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta touch something.
Evil.
Oh, they're trying to get cameras in court for the R. Kelly trial.
Like how you said there, Brandon. What'd if y'all have seen his face, it was like, and that's that. Evil.
It's like what it is.
So are we good with harems, or are we, so do we vote harems back in?
I think certain men need harems.
Listen, if it was on a ballot.
For those of you out there who still don't know what harems are, we're talking about hoes. Mad hoes.
Whores. not the garden tools, whores. They know what they're there for.
Whores.
They know what they're there for.
Go ahead, Bet.
Several women. However you get it, you got to get it.
You got to have money for that, too.
You do.
Not if they're
Because you got to be able to keep the whores, the harems. You know, that's a better. You got to be able to keep them cool. Because they all know that you're hoeing.
Well, then you don't want them.
You know what I mean? They all know that you're hoeing.
Bro, so you gotta be able to harem is a collective of women who understand the situation.
Whores.
That's what I'm saying.
They are there to help you.
Not prostitutes.
Yes, but you have to be able to take care of them.
This is not a queen. This is not a queen.
You have to still be able to take care of them. They know they're not the queen.
I still need my queen.
But you still have to treat them in some type of way. They know they're not the queen, but you teach them on the level below is what I'm saying. So you got to have some money for that.
I don't know, man.
Look,
I think we got to separate the two. It's got to be prostitutes and then there's whores.
No, bro, that's the same sandwich.
No, it's not.
I'm with Pat, same sandwich.
It's the same sandwich.
It can't be the same sandwich. A prostitute you have to take care of or whatever.
No, a prostitute, you just give her $100 and then you bust it and you leave.
But you have whores that know it, that, like kings.
Okay, I get
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I get how he's classifying them.
Okay.
The harems are whores.
If you go, the harems are whores, but we're...
They got class.
We're more like...
They wash.
We're more elevated now.
Okay, all right. Well,
we're more elevated now, so we can't just...
I was being dirty, all right.
If you go... in this era, to say harem, it's really not a collective harem. Like, you say the word harem, but we're saying it now to bring it back to the old school. But yeah.
They just call them side chicks now.
Yeah.
That's what they call them, side chicks. But the side chicks is like one. But I'm talking about...
No, there's more than one side chicks.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, Tiger style.
I think Tiger just had... I think those were hoes, right? Was he taking care of them?
Bro, look at Ludacris.
If he was taking care of them, they're not.
Look at Luda.
Yeah, they were hoes.
When you can you visualize Ludacris's face?
And I know what Ludacris looked like.
I'm talking about how cool he looked all the time.
Okay.
In different area codes. Area codes. Ho. He's cool. And he knows how to navigate that shit. You have them all over there, readily available, whenever you need to get the evil out.
But you still got to take care of them.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be monetarily. Main, it could be any kind of way they need to be taken care of.
And that's what I'm saying. I think you got to have some money for that. You got to be able to buy them a bag or something. Make them feel some type of way. It's just like, oh, I may be a side, but when he's here, he treats me like I'm his. When we're together,
we should make it as simple as it needs to be.
But now women betray their spot and they want to promote to the main, and then that's when shit gets exposed.
R. Kelly had it right. He started off young.
He started brainwashed.
Damn.
He started off young.
The cycle is just evil, man. That cycle is nasty, son.
As soon as you hit that certain age, you got to switch him up.
Oh, man.
He still keeps those two. Did you see those other two that were on the news?
They're not old enough.
No, but he keeps them. Like, they're there. I wonder if they're there to train.
Once they get old enough, something will just snap and be like, you know what? It always happens.
No, he's still with them. That's what I'm saying. The ones that did
they're not old enough yet. And when they get old enough.
No. The two women that they had.
Has two women together. Yes.
They're of age. They're grown.
Yeah, but they're in their 20s, bro.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is he's still keeping them around. So either they're there to train the new ones or.
Hey, that might be true.
Either they're there to train the new ones.
I can see that.
Or, you know what? Fuck that right there. Do you still feel sorry for them? For them? At their age, still defending them? Is there still a thing?
No.
Why should I feel sorry for a person who understands what they think they understand? They're happy in their situation. Well, then, I'm happy for anyone who's happy.
But what if...
That works the other way.
Yeah, but...
At that young age, they thought they understood. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, he got them when they were 16, right? That's wrong. And then now they're like 20-something. But and they're defending him, trying to stay with them. So how much do we, as far as those two go, I'm not talking about the young girls that got peed on. I'm talking about these two right here.
Yeah.
Do we feel any kind of sympathy for them still? Do we feel sorry just because we feel like they're brainwashed? Were they brainwashed? Because they're still there? like, what? I was wondering, how do you feel about those two in particular now?
I feel like you grow into a state where you'll be mature enough to know what you want. So if you're still in that mindset, then again, 20 is still too young too. But
then, like, if I get you at 16.
But they say women mature faster than men. So if that's the case, they know what they're doing. They know what they want. You know what I'm saying?
Because everything.
Until he cheats.
Yeah. Because the whole focus is on him, right? So I was wondering how much focus is on the women. Not the young women. I'm talking about the ones that are now adults and they're still. You saw. Did you see the women? They were on there crying, saying keep them. Now, I did hear stories. He was in the background watching them and coughing, but. You didn't hear that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so they said, so after Gail interviewed him, right, she had the girls, she interviewed the two girls. Did you see them, the little girls at all?
The two women.
So supposedly, R. Kelly was in the background and he kept like making noise, coughing, just to let them know that he's still around. That's been reports, you know, after.
Which is crazy.
You think, like, anything different now? Are they completely brainwashed? Are they scared of him now? Or, like, what you thinking?
It's like hearsay within hearsay.
Exactly.
It's deeper than that because.
He did that shit, though.
It's hearsay within. We don't know what's really going on. I mean, if I wanted to pinpoint all of this and we can back this shit all the way up.
Trump.
Let's back it all the way up.
Wait a minute.
There's got to be a specific 16-year-old we're talking about here. Thinking about
I don't know.
Bruh was going to high schools.
He was going to McDonald's.
He was going places, and he was scoping. And there's only a specific type of 16-year-old that will even it go through. First, you got to be able to sing because he was taking on tour, and they was background singers. Mm. B, the relationship with family, the family life had to be really, really rocky. There couldn't have been no father figure. And this child had to be one of those defiant type people. Somebody who's like, ain't listening to they parents, and they going to do whatever. Borderline running away already.
Yeah, we definitely Come don't on, know man. None of that information from him.
Huh?
We don't know none of that information, dude.
But I'm just saying, dude, think of what father would allow a 16-year-old girl to just bounce?
Father sees money and be like, hey, well, he's rich. He's R. Kelly.
Oh, but then when the age come after Peter Pan is done and you come of age, now it's time to get paid because you didn't make my daughter a star.
Look, get to expose them real quick. Money is evil. Money make you do weird things. That's what I'm saying. When I said earlier,
then again, in Chicago is 16 legal because it's legal out here too.
What's legal out here?
16.
What you mean?
Legal
age. Las Vegas. Legal age is 16.
Since when?
It's somewhere at 16.
You can like get married at 16.
Legal age to get married in Las Vegas. You sure?
Yeah. 16-year-old girls get emancipated all the time.
Hmm.
Trying to be grown. They call themselves grown. They know everything.
There's too many people that knew.
18 years old. What you talking about?
Nah, man.
And once you get your license, you must have been in Las Vegas. Within one to get married in Vegas, you must be at least 18 years old. Hold on. At 16 or 17, you can get married if you have a written consent from a parent. But isn't that a lot of places?
Shit, I don't know. Because I don't think that you should.
So if you have a written consent, that's a wild parent. It's just like, go ahead.
But that's a wild parent. But these people relinquishing their 16-year-olds ain't wild parents. These people letting little 7-year-old boys go sleep at Michael House ain't wild parents.
They definitely wild.
So
some reason I feel like it's even more wild that you got a document that said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
How do we get to the point to where R. Kelly has 16-year-old just girls, several of them with him?
Man, none of those documents are coming up though.
Yeah.
How do we get there? How do we get to this place to where, where is this 16-year-old girl type of girl coming from? Where they're parentless to where this is cool, and then if there are parents involved, why are we not holding parents accountable for these things? Not the 16-year-old or R. Kelly.
Yeah,
there's some deals being cut.
R. Kelly's group. Yes, he had an entourage.
It's some deals being cut, bro.
Yibiyayo, yibiyayo.
Parents is either cutting deals or these is runaways with talents, and they say I don't care what you say, Daddy, I'm going.
Is that song different now?
Not only that, it was celebrities. Body bumping. Too.
Is that song different now? You know, R. Kelly probably wrote it.
Trying to open somebody's body.
Nah, he was gone.
He was gone by that time?
Yeah, he's gone.
Are they niggas nasty?
It was just public announcement.
All right.
We got something to say. We don't need this nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Look, when it all comes down, we're not going to say R. Kelly too long, but when it all comes down to it, I just need R. Kelly to die.
So that you can play his music.
So that I can play at least 1 to 2 hours.
Just leave peacefully, huh?
It ain't gotta be peacefully.
Oh, you want somebody to shoot him?
I just need him to go.
What about,
my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
You gonna let that go?
I'll play that, but I think I'll wait at least a year after he dies.
I don't see nothing wrong.
And you, I know y'all know I'm not joking about none of this stuff either.
You really letting it go? It's
gone.
No.
You're gonna wait a year for right now.
Oh yeah.
You gonna rock an R&B playlist without R. Kelly in that R&B?
Dude,
Kelly,
you know how hard it was. I had
the shit say R.
I have an
the R in R&B is that nigga.
He's got an album that says that too. I have an R&B playlist. I had to take at least 7 songs of R. Kelly out. Because it was too fresh. It was too hot out here.
I'm rocking R. Kelly's music. I'm able to separate it.
Loudly is what I'm saying.
Oh. Oh.
This is what.
Like
loudly.
In your car with the windows rolled down and you pull up to the stop
this
sign.
Is what I'm, this is why
nah,
I keep saying.
I ain't doing need, that, cuz.
This is why I keep saying blood. I need him to die so I can play.
Oh, man.
Now you feel
freely.
Me. Now you feel me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to be the first dude to pull out my playlist and the R. Kelly song pop out in front of everyone.
But once he's dead, you're going to hear it.
What about dead folks that got bangers right now, but then you find out later that they wasn't shit?
Like?
Shit.
Which
half
is which,
the niggas that's out there.
Okay, which is crazy because if we keep canceling people, we ain't going to be able to watch or listen to nothing.
Nothing. Do you know the Temptations was fucking they women up? Ooh. It was black eyes all over the place.
All of the dudes.
Mm, seems know, like you're ready.
Live, man. You got to stop. You got to stop. Man.
Seems like you're ready.
We on Spotify.
You've been
now.
Telling us a long time. Seems like you're ready.
See, that's a nasty song.
That's
think
like
about it,
15
man.
Going on 16.
Is it? Yo, Rick James had a song like that was. Was that the Rick James one?
Oh, Rick
James had a song about a young girl. There's a lot of songs about young girls.
What about
out there.
We got Keith Sweat?
You may be young, but you're ready. I told you he got an album, the R in R&B collection, volume 1.
The R in R&B. He is the R. Oh, playlist is about to just crash. Somebody going to judge you somewhere because you ain't
so
here's, no R. Kelly
so
came
what,
out.
So what I'm talking about the cancel culture, right? Because I was talking to Brandon, right? So we get all this stuff, and like you were just saying, the person does some shit fucked up, and it's like, yo, what are you willing to let go? So we just got, they put the Mike doc out. Most of us kind of like, nah, you ain't getting us with that. They got the R. Kelly one. We like, all right, we'll stop.
Yeah, I did.
Now, I wonder how far is it going to go, and who is the media in like Hollywood going to let this type of stuff get out about? What I'm saying is, what if you find out that Steven Spielberg raped 70 bitches?
70 of them.
Do we now cancel Steven Spielberg movies?
Dude, when he went through this whole
I'm about
catalog,
to go through it. Are you ready?
Oh,
are you ready?
God.
These are the movies that would have to be canceled, that networks would have to stop showing, and that you would have to be like, oh, I can't fuck with that because Steven Spielberg out here.
Let's hear
he
it.
Raped 70 midget women.
Give me the shows.
Midget women.
All right. You gotta give him some sympathy. All right. So you ready?
Go, let's go.
Anything that he let's has something to do, canceling. He either directed, produced it, or he's a writer.
He touched it in some
he
kind of
he touched it in some type of way. Pun, no pun intended.
Let's go. Oh, all yeah, right. It's pun all
and
in
I'm,
that.
I'm mainly going for like the ones that like you...
No, don't even
about,
mainly.
Like,
I'm telling
ones,
you.
No, the ones that are like people know of, right?
But you already know my stand on this. I'm not letting R. Kelly go.
Hold on, stop. Publicly. Publicly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Jaws.
I don't really fuck with Jaws, but
No. I'm talking about the networks have to let it go.
Oh, because you see that shit every 3 weekends.
Yeah,
that's
people's favorite movies, like just all well, let's that go. Stuff,
keep
right?
it rolling.
Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Never letting that go.
E.T.
Never letting it go.
Poltergeist.
No, hell no.
Indiana Jones.
That clown, nigga.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
The clown under the bed. I gotta let that go.
The Color Purple.
Sealy and them.
The Goonies.
Shit.
Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
It's a lot of raping they gotta go on.
American Tale of Five Goes West. Hook. Jurassic Park.
Oh, the Jurassics.
Schindler's List. Jurassic Park Lost World. Amistad.
Give us free.
Saving Private Ryan. Minority Report. Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
War of the Worlds.
Bro.
Munich. I don't really care about that. I can let that go. Indiana Jones 4. We can let that one go.
Nah, I liked it.
Ready Player One. Back to the Future. All three of them.
Mm-mm. Oh, Tiffany would be like, nah, you got to be crazy.
Gremlins.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't let that go. It's childhood.
Ain't going nowhere.
Arachnophobia.
Not letting that go. I was amused by that.
Casper.
Nope. Yeah, that one can go.
Men in Black 1, 2, and 3.
Hell no, bro.
First Transformers.
I'm glad he stopped there.
All three Transformers. Oh,
listen.
But he was probably just a producer on that one.
What does he have to do for us to say this got to go?
So what I'm saying, and the new Men in Black International coming out. So all that stuff, people with networks and people would have to let go because Steven Spielberg raped 62 Ethiopian women.
I'm going to let you know now.
He didn't really do this.
If he did it, it would never get out.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, what type?
It would never get out.
Unless he stops paying his dues.
Unless he's black. But then he got, do you know how many?
Yeah, unless he's black, because you know what?
No, but listen, do you know how many dues he has paid? He's probably set.
Do you know how much money he can start fucking up? Do you know how much studios are making off that dude just because of that?
Billions, man.
All that is just
Frank Sinatra will never get exposed. Leonardo DiCaprio will never get exposed.
I don't know.
That's America's boy.
Let Denzel do something wrong.
They can't wait until Denzel.
Let Denzel do something.
Bro, they got Bill.
Let him do something wrong.
They got Bill.
I think cats like Denzel, I don't think they have to pay dues.
No. Shit.
I don't think they're out there. I don't think they're in that
definitely
bubble.
Definitely don't agree with that.
If you light in that nigga, color, dark nigga, rich nigga, po nigga.
Still I don't think nigga. He's in that bubble, though.
Shit.
Well, I don't think he's in that Hollywood bubble.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I really
He'll
don't
never
think.
Be in that
nah,
bubble.
Bro.
Because he's already seen what the fuck is going on.
The stuff that I hear him say in interviews and stuff, I don't think he's in, like, that Hollywood bubble.
He probably came close to being in that bubble, though.
I think he came close. You know who else I think came close? I think Will Smith came close to being in that bubble, too.
Oh, yeah?
You have to be affiliated. What is it when they say you got to make a deal with the devil? You got to do it even to get there.
I think he's.
Ain't nobody.
No, I don't think. I definitely do not think every single person is that.
Bro, they got.
There's certain people I look at. I'm just like.
They got Aunt Becky from Full House. She went to jail.
Yeah, but that was what. Oh, I don't even know why she in jail for that. No,
something like
because
that.
She paid somebody to help her get her daughter in college.
So she paid a third party person.
Slid $500,000 to get into the prestigious school.
Yeah, say she's on like a an athlete or something.
Yeah,
that makes she gets no in there.
Pass the test for me.
Enjoy. If you want to pay. Go ahead. I don't even know why you should go to jail for that.
I mean, isn't Yale all about
money?
Yeah, paying your way in.
Like, if I'm paying your school to get it, that makes sense.
All these colleges are just getting kind of exposed because I feel a certain way about college anyway. I already feel like it's a bunch of bullshit. I think it's nothing but a thing between the banks and the colleges. They got a thing. Mm-hmm. We loan you the money, you take the money, they pay us back for the rest of their life. If they don't, we just count as a loss. Federal Reserve, money don't really mean nothing anyway. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Let the cycle go. We get what we can out of you. That's that.
Make sure you don't get sniped on the way home.
Yeah. That's just the way I see
ain't too many times we could talk about the Federal Reserve on this show.
Because you know what's crazy? That it's like community college and college. It's like, it's the same books. It's the same fucking education. Math is math. You take trig and community college.
You can't become a doctor from community college.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the same trigonometry in community college is trigonometry.
You will have a doctorate in kinesiology or some shit, but not.
You will have more resources for a college, though.
Yes, you will have more resources.
They're getting the funds for it.
Yeah, they're getting the funds for it.
My kid was supposed to go to Stanford, but did not get in because Aunt Becky got slid in the back door by some financial. I couldn't afford to slide 500 G's. For my kid to get in, he had the grades. He passed. He passed the test.
That's great, but you know you can't afford it.
I couldn't afford it.
That's what it's about. Can you afford it? Can you afford this?
My name on the Stanford on the back of the on the paper.
A degree is degree.
A degree.
It's the, it's that name you're paying for. I went here,
Yale,
and this place that gets this much money. You know, they're able to put money elsewhere to, you know, they can, oh, he's got this. Oh, you went there? Oh, I went there. Oh, you're hired. Mm. It's got nothing really to do with the education. Because you went there? I went there. Oh, you're hired. Yeah, I know that school. Now, there are some schools out there that are a bunch of bullshit, but I'm just saying trigonometry at Yale is trigonometry at community college. Numbers is numbers. The formulas are the formulas. That's what I'm saying. Stuff like that is just like, that's a bunch of bullshit to me. I don't even know how we got here.
There's some details missing in that, though. Your story. That's like, how do you go to jail for paying somebody?
Just like he said, there's a, his exact example. His kid had the grades to get in there. They're paying a third party so that, and it's also if they were like, put it in to say that, my kid's an athlete. They don't play no bowling or nothing like that. They don't play no volleyball.
That's an extreme.
Yeah, but that's what they did.
I'm going to send you to jail. Not deny you.
Oh, it's called Operation something. They doing this right now.
It's happening.
Aunt Becky was the first person that we all knew from Full House. But they busting all kinds of people, all kinds of rich folks right now. Hmm. I mean, she was just the one that got ruined on television. But it's a whole lot of rich folks getting in trouble right now at this very moment.
I mean, somebody getting tipped off.
They cleaned
somebody
it up.
Somebody didn't do
for paying, and then the third party is also getting in trouble. Do they hold the colleges responsible at all?
Yeah.
You would think.
Probably not. Too much money.
Yeah. Wherever there's money.
Right. Nick Saban is still caking.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
They let Mr. Ohio State have to back out, right?
Oh, yeah. He had to get the fuck out of there.
This is getting too hot.
Penn State too, right?
Yeah, too hot.
That dude was touching boys, wasn't he?
His assistant coach, and they knew about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to harems. you remember how that began, though? We was talking about Paul George staying at OKC.
Oh, Frosty, yeah.
And I was like, Buttery, what possessed this man to stay there? I think, and it was because we said
the Oklahoma City colleges.
Because Russell Westbrook opened the gate and shared his harem with him.
You think Westbrook got harems?
Oh, man. Who wants to stay in Oklahoma City without no harem? How
is that is that because two people didn't come to Los Angeles? Is that your
bro, thing? You from LA.
They both
you always dreamed of playing in LA.
The media told us that.
What's keeping you in Oklahoma City? What's there?
No spotlight.
I'll wait.
Really?
You ain't even got like cell phone service.
Supposed to be in Seattle.
You do not have cell phone service in Oklahoma City. What's there? They dropped bombs in 1921 on us over there.
You got tornadoes, man. Tornadoes.
It's cold. It's nothing there.
500
harems.
Miles per hour winds.
You know what's
ripping
there?
Through your city.
Robert Kraft said, look, I can hook you up. I got these hoes. I'm going to drop some off. It's going to be a trailer full of illegal women.
You know why I'm not saying nothing, right?
Why are you not saying that?
Because I can't dispute none of this shit that he's saying.
Harems.
Is
that the name of this show? Is that what we spotting this one at?
Probably have to be called Harems.
Imagine what we could be if we unlock this potential, brothers.
I think I could be great. I really meant that too. I think I could be great.
Oh man, I'll be Mr. Arya himself.
I own it.
Free to dream, free to love life, free from stress. Oh, clarity. Well,
since we already hit it, switch it up. Playoff mode, activate it.
You ain't shit. You a piece of shit.
How y'all feeling right now, man?
Look, man.
A real Laker fan versus a LeBron Laker fan?
Let me go to the not real Laker versus. Fan first.
There you go.
Hold on. Not even versus. We on the same boat.
Bet. How do you as a Laker fan feel hearing playoff mode activated?
Oh, man.
And then seeing the result of it being activated.
That he answers their question.
And then watching it get deactivated.
Come back and ask me that same question.
In like a 3 week span. Tell me how you felt when he said playoff mode activated.
Bro, I only felt.
Just take me how you felt when he said that.
When he said it?
When he was like, I
believe it when I see it.
That's where you was at.
Yeah.
That's where you was at?
Yeah, because of the state in which what was happening around surrounding him. I'm like, you know how long we've been in the Van Exel years. Like, Kobe got us out of the Van Exel years, but now that Kobe's gone, we got LeBron, and I was like so hyped.
Yeah.
And I started really focusing in on his defense.
But you was really hyped because you thought we were going to get another person at that same time.
Yeah, and once we double this up, can you imagine what we about to do?
Yeah, man.
This man's defense, where is his D?
Yeah. Where's his D?
Fence, motherfucker.
Pause.
Nope. I'll put the fence on there. Nah. Yeah.
All right. Right. So, where's his D? Fence. And then where?
I didn't realize his defense was like that until just recently, too, though. He's been telling me for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
He's been saying it.
Yeah.
His defense is off?
No, just been like, yo, what the fuck is LeBron doing on defense? I've been hearing him for about 2-3 years. LeBron, that's your man. Stop complaining. Like, I hear him saying that when he's watching Cavs games.
Okay, so fuck them Cavs games. You're talking about these Laker games, right? So what I'm noticing is this step back three not guarded. Like, he's just practicing step back threes when you don't have to step back because there's nobody in front of you. Why are you doing this? What's going on?
Because everybody's stepping back to do threes now?
No, but they're guarded.
I don't think I've seen him do a step back from a nine guard.
I showed you. We was watching the game. I was like, did you see the step back three for no reason? Nobody stuck a hand up or nothing. He just.
I got to watch that game again. So I can get. All right. That same question.
All right. How did you feel when hold on. Because he didn't answer. How did you feel when it was playoff was deactivated?
There was no playoff mode when I started realizing. I think it was maybe it was you who came up and said, hey, Pat, so y'all pushing for that AC, right? So in order for that AC to happen, let's do the numbers here. Who is removing themselves so that you can get in?
That was at the beginning of the year.
Brother man over here said we're going to be fourth.
I had three.
Nah, he had. Okay, that was the beginning. You had three. That was at the beginning of the year.
I had eight.
That was the beginning of the year. You did say eight. And me and Brandon was having a conversation. Well, we was all having it. And Brandon had him above Portland. And I was like, nah, man, y'all ain't getting above Portland.
I knew we wasn't.
Brandon was like, yo, we in the, we ain't like, no, you had like the two spot. You had it high.
I had two.
You had you guys high.
I had three.
You, just not above Golden State. Maybe three, because not above Houston, too. But he had y'all high.
Did I have two?
No, that's not.
And
realistic.
I was like, man. And I was,
you know,
like,
what? I think I might have had three or two. I said three or two.
And then I was like, wait, I was like, you know, Portland was in third place last year. Y'all better than Portland? Y'all had just lost to Portland at the beginning of the season. And Rand was like, no, fuck that, but man. That no, we like, got him. That was about, we like, got him.
A couple of points, though.
You knew it. I always.
And then you were like, Nah, I see it was like 8. And I said, yo, Brandon, which one of these teams do you see yourself finishing above? And then Brandon was like, all of them. So I was like, all right, fuck that. Which one of these teams do you see yourself going in? I just went through. I went to Portland. I Mm-mm. went to OKC. I think I said Utah at the time. It was a good amount of teams.
I said we was going to steal the Clippers' 8th position or the Kings. We was going to slide in on the Kings and take that spot. That spot was ours to have if we do everything we're supposed to do. Yeah. We could have had 8 if there was no injuries, and it's still at the end of the – look, 8 don't mean shit because 8 play 1 and we out.
I think you
There's
guys...
no way to resolve the inevitable. It didn't matter whether we was going to make the playoffs because we was only going to get in on 8 and we wasn't going far after 8. Period, point blank.
Wasn't like we were going to win the championship this year, right?
No, we didn't see that.
We saw us getting into the playoffs. That's the main thing.
I saw 8, and I said, okay.
Stephen A. had y'all in the Western Conference Finals.
Wow. Did he have his hairline in there, too?
I had you guys. At the beginning of the season, I had you guys in the 4 spot.
At the beginning, you had us in the 4?
Before
you did
game.
The realization.
Before the first game. Yeah, before, like, when it was all the hype, LeBron came, and you're looking at – on paper, Ingram, Lonzo, Kuzma. Because Kuzma was having a good year. LeBron, and then who was the center that they had before they traded him?
Zubac.
Yeah.
But it was JaVale McGee because he was playing.
Yeah.
He was.
So I'm looking at that before the season. So I'm like,
I saw the potential of what we could be. I saw something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what fucked y'all up.
Tell me what you think it was.
Anthony Davis fucked y'all up.
Yeah.
You think it was AD?
Anthony Davis and Rich Paul fucked y'all team up.
I wonder how does that work, man. Does LeBron call Rich Paul and be like, hey, man, you fucked this up? Did you see what you
did? Dude, after a while, you got it. Because
but then again.
By the deal not getting done, you got all these players who are just like, yo.
Yeah, because they're looking at him like, hey,
him like, yo, you
that's
the one
your
that
man's
want,
right there.
You want to play with AD. All right, you ain't get to play with him. You
but
want
you're right,
to play with
I
us.
Did
want
right,
to
whatever. Play with AD.
Cool. All right, fuck it. Play with him when you get here.
All right, cool.
Until then, enjoy this playoff miss. Enjoy this you ain't catching Jordan legacy shit going on right now.
Good luck
enjoy
getting that. A job somewhere else.
Yeah, enjoy that. Oh, I will. That's what they think. Oh, I will. I'll get a job. But we ain't gonna help you get Jordan status.
Which is crazy because everybody else who did get shipped off.
I don't think those kids are smart enough. I don't think those kids are smart enough to. I think them kids.
No, no. I think their feelings are hurt.
Their feelings is just hurt.
I think their feelings are hurt. But it's. I would be like that. I'd be like, yo, okay. You know they got to listen to them, watch TV, media, and stuff, right?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So you know they're hearing, oh, this trade. Dude. Oh, they trading the whole team. They trading all of us.
You don't need to read the news.
All of us.
You don't need to look at your phone. You don't need to see no stats. You don't need to look at the National Enquirer. All you need to do is go into the Timberwolves arena and be at the free throw line.
LeBron would trade you.
LeBron's going to trade you. LeBron, that is in your bones.
And the history is LeBron's going to fucking trade you.
Yeah.
He even made trades during the All-Star game.
LeBron sitting on the – how does LeBron sit on the bench next to y'all? You okay, look, this is me. I'm sitting there on the bench with LeBron, right? All of us. And you just start recognizing something. First of all, why is chair higher than ours?
Man,
he got
bad
pillows
back.
And shit. LeBron's gonna trade you. Your free throws don't go in. Next thing you know, you can't sleep. Next thing you know, you just all you want to do is get on Twitter to get the evil out.
Yeah, your first feed comes.
The first feed is your picture
on a boat going fishing.
I ain't playing with this nigga no more.
Exactly. So you know what you do? Your ankle hurts for about 6 months.
What's the season?
BBB.
You got a stomach virus. I told Brandon, Lonzo ain't never getting traded. This dude is always hurt.
At the perfect time.
Doing the trade deadline. Not good.
You know who we need? We need Russell snitching ass to come back.
Now he balling out there.
That boy is acting a fool.
And that's how it's going to be when they ship these other cats off, too.
They going to ball out.
Dude, Pat.
You know what the Lakers lack?
And ball they lack out. I can already see it. Brandon Ingram is going to ball out. I already know.
Yeah. They're going to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Because they have trainers and they have people who usher these kids in through a program to actually develop. They have a great development program.
Dude, you know who don't need no more players on their team?
Who?
Uwe Wavway and them need to not get no more players on that team because that team is stacked,
He's
bro.
He's talking about the 76ers.
I thought you was talking about, again, the Raptors. Man.
Nah, man, nah.
Shitty-ass Serge.
Ibaka looks more garbage. Like a Uwe Wavway.
No. Dude. Nah, y'all know who Uwe Wavway is. Trust the process.
Hold on real quick. Before you finish that, right? If right now, there was another podcaster out there and I was trying to bring him here and I was trying to trade you to bring him here,
mm-hmm.
and you're just hearing it through, you're just hearing it through hearsay, right? You're mm-hmm. like, yo, they trying to trade me to another podcast and bring some other dude over here.
Do I know of his reputation and how good this podcast
is?
No. I'm gonna tell you that. I'm feeling a way about the hearsay about this.
Yeah.
They know how good this player is, right?
Yeah, they know how good you are, but we trying to bring somebody else over here to make the podcast better.
Shit hurt.
Yeah, but
hold on, real quick, right, man. Let me finish. So we trying to bring somebody else over here to bring the podcast together. Now we still in the middle of podcasting, as you know, this trade is trying to go on in the background. And then all of a sudden, the trade falls through. You still here. The trade didn't go through. You feel away. You just like, yo. Like,
you know what? That takes some counseling. That's going to take some counseling.
And it's the same thing with these young players. LeBron was talking about trading for somebody better as they're playing with him.
You know what? When you put it that way, I don't think it matters if they're kids or not.
That's why I think that too. That's what I said. I'd be mad. That's why I'm saying Anthony Davis and Rich Paul fucked y'all season up. Because by that trade not going through, niggas gave up. It was just like, whatever, man.
But at the same time,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. We were just hoping for a playoff spot.
And why Anthony Davis? Like, I still wonder, like, how do those two play together? LeBron is a shooter.
It was on the table, man. It was something that was on the table.
AD is a monster, bro.
No, what I'm saying is LeBron is a shooter. LeBron's a small forward.
But it wasn't for LeBron. It was actually for the Lakers.
For the Lakers. Okay, look, it's the ushering in. Like, I'm on my way out. Come on in here. Let's get a championship. We can make this happen. They could get a championship together.
But if we don't, we're building off you.
And then you come on in. Kareem and Magic, same thing. Robinson and Duncan, same thing. Usher you in.
I just wonder how that works.
That's how the Lakers do it.
I wonder if they would take him, like take LeBron and move him to the point or something. Like, I just wonder how that.
It'll work.
Got to put some shooters. As long as you get some shooters, because I don't know what the fuck Magic was doing when he was building around LeBron. I'm gonna put a bunch of playmakers with a playmaker and a bunch of niggas.
I didn't care about that trade, which I bring up almost every day now. What? They traded Zubac. Mm. I had some people say that dude didn't make a difference.
Yeah,
he made a difference.
He made a difference.
He can move his feet. You couldn't body him like everybody's bodying JaVale McGee. And you got great hands. You have a tall dude that's coordinated with great hands. That's all you need.
That's a Gasol.
That is a Gasol.
Yes.
That's a Gasol.
A lesser Gasol,
but man.
No, I'm talking about Mark.
Oh, okay.
That's a Gasol, a Mark Gasol.
Mark has spread the floor a little bit, too.
We know them now, but Zubac could have grown into that.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Where's he at now?
Clippers.
Yeah. Stole one, too.
Still in the playoffs.
Yeah, still in the playoffs. He's going to the playoffs.
We can cut this fucking mic shit off right now. You're going to do that to me. Like, it was cool when we was collectively shitting on the Lakers, but then the thing that hurts me when we shit on the Lakers is the reality that the fucking Clippers are there and we're not. That hurts.
You know what else would hurt worse? Sorry to add on to it. The fact that they traded Tobias Harris. And they're still in the fucking playoffs.
Still in the finals, yeah.
I take back what I said about Doc Rivers.
Shit.
I used to believe that Doc Rivers wasn't really that great of a coach. Because you got to see where I saw him come from.
It was too many egos.
Yeah, I saw him come from that Boston team.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Clippers when he had Chris Paul and who's like a
Blake Griffin.
Who's a DeAndre coach on Jordan. The floor. Yeah.
Who else was on that squad?
So when I saw
he's the GM. He's gone, he got
I'm
them.
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
All he's right, not Doc. Just the coach.
I'm like, all right, Doc. You, yeah, he's also the GM. But I'm like, all right, Doc. I let
he
go.
Was the coach too.
I still feel the same.
I'm gonna bring Byron these. Scott, he set his team up. Anyone they said they coming.
Wow.
He was like, I got this. I got this going.
That means
on.
Yeah,
Chris Paul, he's one of them. Blake Griffin had no excuse. No about, excuse about for what? Losing like that, man.
No, they never had an excuse for losing. They just lost. But yeah, Doc is the GM and the coach.
I think they lost a spark after once they beat the Spurs that series. And it was done after that. It was like that was as far as they could go.
And they should have beat Golden State. That was their year.
That was it.
The year they lost it, that was their year to beat Golden State. And it was too late then.
It's like
the Golden State became Golden State after that.
Chris Paul get injured right on time. Every time.
Yeah, just like Lonzo.
Lonzo only played 90-something games in his whole life.
Yeah, but he get hurt right on time. Right before the trade deadline.
No, I'm talking about... You got somebody with stature like maybe Kyrie did it too last year.
Another point guard who Lonzo learned from. He's awesome. That's what I'm saying, man.
There's something to this shit something here, huh?
To this getting hurt when the trade deadline hit.
When LeBron wants you out of here.
Yeah.
He got
hey,
a
man,
camp.
Back to that question, man.
So, man, how did you feel, Brandon, when LeBron said.
When he said that?
Playoff mode activated.
All right, man. When he said playoff mode was activated, I was like, okay, cool. Cleveland's in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Old style. 2004?
You talking about the year they went to the finals?
Detroit.
Oh, okay. Oh, that where he dropped that 25.
Yeah, yeah. False thinking. You know, my man's a little older now. I understand that. I got bad knees. I got a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the course. Was like, all right, that first game, playoff mode is not activated. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Like, I feel like I went on the court and I just laid an egg, man. I was embarrassed for me and Bron and our whole team and that statement.
The whole Bron Nation.
Yeah, man. It was horrible. I was like, damn, the Lakers see us like this. They weren't supposed to see us like this.
Now, you know what? Yeah, I kind of feel that.
Yeah, man. So.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And that's the first person you call. Hey, what's up with your nigga? Yo, what's good with your
you
boy?
You supposed to bring us prosperity.
Oh, man. It was horrible, man.
Because that's what it is right now. A bunch of Lakers fans looking at LeBron fans who came out like, yo.
Yeah.
What's up with your nigga, man?
Yeah.
What's up with your boy? But you said this nigga was the truth.
We put a mural out there on his ass. Somebody that just crossed it out.
Crossed the hell
I was
out
mad
of
when they crossed it out. Cross that shit out again. Fuck is going on?
Oh, man.
I wanted him to go to the Lakers, but I didn't want him to go to the Lakers. I'm actually kind of, looking back on it, I'm actually kind of, I didn't want him to go to the West now. Looking back on it.
Dude, he.
You wouldn't want him to go to
he
San
got a
Antonio?
Reality check
looking,
about
looking
the West.
Looking back on it, I don't, to San I don't think Antonio. He should have went to the West.
To San Antonio?
He should have went to San Antonio, but I'm just saying.
Or the
fact
Clippers?
That now he went, see, I don't know, man. The fact that now that he went to the West, it's just like now you have to deal with that. Because the whole thing was, yo, he's always going to the finals because he's in the East. He's in a weaker conference. He's in a weaker this, weaker
if he
that.
Wins a championship in the West, bro, do you know his legacy will be solidified?
Yeah, but then he came over to the West and the first right,
let me
fucking,
backtrack on that.
You know what I'm saying? But
I think
the
his
first
legacy
season
is already solidified.
Like,
he is one of the tops.
He is, but
to come to the West,
yeah,
and not do anything,
it brings
it's like
one,
but it, it's not, it brings not, a, it brings a critique thing. To say, oh, you yeah. could only do that in the East.
Yeah,
it's still not over yet. Still not over.
No,
yet.
No, no. We're not saying, but right now, it's right now. It's just feel what we're saying. Right yeah. now is right now.
It's
you know
looking,
what I mean?
It's looking pretty
and
bad.
Since he came over, right now it's looking like
it's looking pretty
you
bad.
You did all that in a weaker conference.
It's not that it looks
now.
Pretty
you
bad.
Now you over here with.
We can reality check
dude,
it.
Dude, you got to think about
it. We can reality weird. Check it. Look, look.
The injuries, the
injuries.
Trade.
There's a lot. There's
I don't
a lot.
Care. You know why? Dame Lillard has been going to the playoff consistently since he's been with Portland. Who's on that team besides CJ McCollum? And he's in the West.
Urkel.
And he's a point guard. You get what I'm saying? So I can't even go off over the Lakers. Have the injury. Who's coaching Portland?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The only one we really know is Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. This dude is...
They got a couple of Uwe Weiwei over there, too.
Aldridge left. He's still going to the playoffs, man. I'm talking about Dame Lillard.
Mm-hmm. Dame Dollar is
so that's that, what I'm saying. I can't go with the LeBron hat. This
Dame is known as like, a scorer, right?
This boy Dame is
he
still
known
there.
As a defensive stopper too?
No.
All
right. What is that point? What are you making? Is LeBron saying, now a defensive stopper?
No, he's never. Well, he's no.
Yeah, he was at one point. He played defense at one point in his life.
No, I'm talking about now.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I feel like my Laker team before LeBron could have been gelling right now.
No, you guys would have went with LeBron if Rich Paul didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, he could have took us there.
Yeah.
They had to say, they was like, we got the best nigga in the world with us. Let's do it. Let's go.
And y'all were. If you look at the way y'all was playing.
That's the mentality LeBron had. Like, look, man, we actually got something we can work with here to get into these playoffs.
Then LeBron's groin got hurt, and then he went to work, you know, at his agency. And he fucked tapped the deal
in,
up.
Tapped into the Rolodex and was like, A.
D.
We're going to stop there.
Oh, man. Stop minority reporting this shit. All right, man. Let's put that in there. Throw that in there.
Jesus. We are going nowhere. We need a Uvu Wewe on our team. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Uvum Uvum Osas.
You know why I like that dude? Because I feel like he has an old school mentality. You're not going to hurt his feelings. I feel like he can... He could have dealt with those trade rumors and been like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll just ball out.
They weren't going to trade Embiid. I mean,
if Embiid was on that team, and let's say he was in there, I'm talking about his personality. With like, LeBron? I feel like he probably would have been like, all right, fuck that, man. They talking about trading me. All right, let me go ahead and put up 30. Like, I feel like Embiid has that type of mentality.
Dude, you want 21-year-olds to have a business mind. And I have a 21-year-old.
I'm talking about the sensitivity. I don't think Embiid would be that. He talks Magic trash.
Magic said, you have to understand. These are businessmen, and they know what comes with the business. You got to stop treating them like babies. And I was like, when he said it, I was like, but they are babies.
Not only that, Magic, you know, work with your team. You can't treat them like chess pieces because he used to be a player, and I guarantee it, if he was in some trade talks, he would have felt the way.
He's trying to Danny Ainge some shit.
He ain't got that yet.
Danny Ainge is... He's born and raised a cutthroat.
They need Jerry West.
Celtics is cutthroats.
Y'all need Jerry West. Everywhere Jerry West goes, he just does work.
Get rid of this problem.
It's always been that way.
I see why this dude is the logo right now. It ain't got nothing to do with winning championships. It's something up there.
Yeah.
In his brain. Something up there. He just knows. This nigga gets shit done. Builds teams.
And if he can't, he get out.
Yeah, you'd like to see LA. But he's
he went to Memphis and was like, nah, I can't even work with this
he
shit.
He did build Memphis.
He said, let me get out of here.
Yeah, but he built them to where they were a dangerous playoff team. He even got the Marcus. Y'all traded Marc Gasol for Pau Gasol. Y'all got a championship out of it. They got Marc Gasol.
Shout out to the West. The logo.
Figure that shit out. NFL.
The Browns, man. Cleveland is back in town. Back on the map.
Kareem Hunt only got to do what? Eight games off?
Why six? Is Cleveland a thing?
Because they got people. Oh, you mean in general?
Like, why does Cleveland, yeah. Why does Cleveland have, look, I know, yeah, they just brought up something else I was talking about. Why is Cleveland a thing?
It was, look, it was Jim Brown, then it wasn't nothing.
Cleveland has a football team. They have a basketball team. They have a baseball team. We just now got a hockey team and...
You mean Ohio, because Ohio got two teams. They got the Bengals, too.
I'm talking about Cleveland. Why is Cleveland... They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What did they do to get anything? Why is Cleveland a thing?
Well, they wasn't shit for a long time.
Why do they have a sports team? What did Cleveland do?
What did Oklahoma City do?
What did these places do to get what they got?
To deserve it?
Is Oklahoma City, is that the capital? If that's the capital in the largest city in Oklahoma, then boom, I understand that.
Isn't that the capital?
Cincinnati.
Some billionaire.
Columbus, Ohio is the biggest city in Ohio, man.
Why didn't they get it? The Columbus Browns?
They don't have a basketball team.
Nothing.
I'm pretty sure Cincinnati is a better city than Cleveland.
Columbus, A&M.
I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure they have two football teams. Why is Cleveland a thing? This is what I'm trying to find out. There are certain cities, I wonder why they're things.
You just, I never thought of it.
Yeah.
You put the why behind it. I don't know.
Why are you you?
Tennessee.
In terms of cities. Montana.
We got to put them some. Montana ain't got nothing.
Right. And I kept telling you,
never
I
don't will.
Understand why it's a thing.
Wyoming. Why never is it have still a state? Shout out to Tiff.
Before we get on the NFL, unhappy states. I just randomly clicked it. Guess what states are on that list?
Give them to me.
Wyoming is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
They come live here, all the Wyomites.
Wyoming is number two. Alaska is number three. Montana's four. What do you think is the number one unhappiest state?
I'm looking at some cheating, and I can't believe it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Give it to me.
It's Hawaii.
They unhappy?
Yeah.
The volcano on there.
You keep on having to rebuild your shit after it gets burned. You keep flash flooding and shit. Rain all the damn time, then it's not. Yeah.
That's what made me go, why is Cleveland a thing? Why are some of these states what they are?
Because some rich person chooses it to be.
Just like I kept telling you, like, why isn't Las Vegas the capital of Nevada?
Yeah, you heard me.
People only know Nevada because Las Vegas exists.
Right.
Nevada, Las Vegas.
This shit should, yeah. Las Vegas, Nevada's the city. Las Vegas should be the damn state. The state should just be called Las Vegas.
Man. The Raiders.
How did Sacramento become the capital of California? They took out mad heavyweights to get that capital status. How does that happen? What did Sacramento do? San Diego, Los Angeles, Oakland.
I think it was Manifest Destiny, right?
San Francisco.
Are most of the capitals on the east side of these states?
All this shit was set in stone, and somebody had all the shit was set in stone, and somebody had a vision, and they visualized these places
prosper. There's no way Carson City came before Las Vegas. I just don't believe it.
So it did.
So we move it. We move it from the.
It was just when the gangsters came and they made this place pop. And then
they
it became
came from
what it was.
East and went west, right?
Yeah.
So don't you got to hit Las Vegas before you hit Carson City?
Do you?
Carson City was Carson City. That spot.
What place was the place first?
You get your ranching going on and slaughterhouses and.
How much of this do you know?
Hooch. Nothing. Zero. I'm just trying to imagine it. Like, why? I don't know.
I'm just saying half of these states don't need to be states. Cleveland doesn't need to be Cleveland.
But they are. Man, they got.
I'm talking about state cities. Like, a lot of this shit.
They got Baker Mayfield.
It's got to go.
Baker is the shit.
Did you say we?
I said they.
Oh, I thought you said we got Baker Mayfield. I was just like, wait a minute.
You went to Cleveland?
Man, I've been watching him since he was in college.
So you feel good about your Browns, man?
I feel good about my Raiders.
I feel good about the Raiders right now.
Do we?
Even though we dropped Jordy Nelson.
Because
that hurt.
I think that was a good idea.
Why? Just because he had one messed up?
No, I just think he's on his way out. Maybe surprised. He may have a breakout year or some shit, but I think he was on his way out. Mm. No? You don't think he was on his way out?
Hey, can somebody tell me what's going on with the XFL? Are they coming back?
Yeah, supposed to be either next year or the year after that. They got this AFL. I haven't watched a thing of it, but how's that?
I don't know. Whenever I think of AFL, I think of somehow rollerblade. When they used to do that roller rink fight thing, or for some reason, and you could knock people over and stuff.
I imagine it's something like NFL Street, or what you're talking about.
Yeah, AFL. That's why I just don't see. I'll probably get back to watching it after I see them hits.
Just a bunch of goons on the field, and just
you can kneel, you can do whatever you want to do. Come on in, kneeling is cool.
We got a national anthem if you want. You just put your headphones and listen to it.
What?
That's how I have a sweet setup.
Hold on. Look, man, put your headphones on and listen to the national anthem.
Yeah. If you don't want to, listen to it before your games.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You all get right. in.
I thought right? somebody, yo.
When you put your headphones on, it was your national anthem yeah. where you was from that played at the same exact time.
Are you scared of a person who just listens to the national anthem in his regular everyday life?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, if he's
he wakes up in the morning
and he's in his car and he's blasting the national anthem.
It's the first thing he listens to when he starts in his playlist.
It's in his playlist.
The original or the remix?
Like the full song?
Let's go with the remix. The full song, you definitely got to judge him. Yeah. But of course, the remix.
Yeah, oh, dear.
The remix, yeah, I'm like, cool, all right.
Cool, yeah.
You know that same dude. That same dude got that American flag, but it's black and white with the blue line on it. And he got that yellow flag that says, "Don't tread on me," with the snake.
Yeah.
That's him that's playing that.
Oh, no, I judge you.
Yeah?
I think you're going to shoot some shit up.
Whoa.
In the name of justice, huh?
Yeah. And like equality. If you just ride down the street.
That was the wrong song, by the way.
I think that was the presidential theme.
Right? Yeah, it was, man. I was.
Which one's the national anthem? Oh, say, can you see? There we go. There we go.
That nigga said, dun, dun, da, da, dun, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da. I mean, yeah, I have to judge that person.
I'm judging that person.
My Americans.
I'm judging that person also. Yeah, I feel the way if I hear "Oh Say Can You See" blasting out your speakers.
You know how much.
Hey man, Mike ain't here yet. I said he was coming.
What you got?
Man, what you got? Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen Brandon like ready to change the subject.
Oh man.
Hey, what you got on that paper over there, man? What's next on the docket?
You got some more bullet points over there?
Ah, we good. I just got one more thing, man.
What you got in your mind?
For now, at the end of the show, I'm gonna just start doing this thing that I've been doing when I change the subject in the text.
Yeah.
In other news,
just about to be good.
Girl Scout cookie, Good Samaritan, accused of federal drug crime.
Wait a minute, read that again.
Oh, okay, all right. Girl Scout cookie,
yeah.
Good Samaritan, accused of federal drug crimes.
Oh, damn.
I don't understand it.
Well, you hear that nice contradiction?
Yeah. Why would they call him a Good Samaritan if they've already been accused of drug crimes?
Like, what are they, like, stashing the drugs in the Girl Scout cookie boxes?
I just read the headline.
The way I'm hearing it and comprehending it is, like, they found out this man's background after they did something good, realized they shouldn't put this dude on on the good side.
That's called government. He just fit right in.
This man just saved his woman. He's a heroin dealer to middle schoolers. What? But he just saved his woman.
That's dark.
Hey, speaking of Girl Scouts, you gonna let your daughter join the Boy Scouts?
No, it's the Boy Scouts. Where you going with this?
They trying to switch it up
now. No, it's not just trying. It's happened. Girls can now join the Boy Scouts.
Oh.
Why couldn't they have just offered the same things that Boy Scouts did in the Girl Scouts?
They fought so that girls can now join the Boy Scouts. I don't understand the point of that.
Oh, well, then you don't understand what's happening in this world to where we softened it up.
I understand the world, but I just don't get why that. Can I join the Girl Scouts? Can the boys now join the Girl Scouts?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, look, we got...
Why don't they just call it the Scouts?
You got the transsexual dude that's now...
I'll send it to that.
The transsexual dude, transgender dude is wrestling in the girls' league, fucking them girls up.
Yeah.
Whooping them women's asses.
He's the champion.
Not only that, they also got the...
I think every school should be given a transgender personnel, if that's the case. Just to have the even odds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Even it out.
Like a transgender league, something like that?
No.
No.
Just let a transgender go play in the women's league. But everybody has to have one so you can even it out.
Exactly.
I think they just need to do a transgender league. Just have male dudes, women, male.
Mm-mm, don't
women,
do that.
Women,
not
male,
right.
Women, male dudes. Just what's not right?
They don't want to speak similar, man. They
what did
be,
I do?
They want to be with the.
It's the same thing
the
y'all
I
did
worded,
to me.
The way I worded.
I couldn't say midgets no more. God damn it! You can't say that.
Women, male dudes. I can't say that.
No, but I like it.
Women, male dudes.
It's what I male I believe women. That.
Okay.
It's real to me. But you can't say it. If I can't say midget, god damn it, you can't
mean,
say women,
so
male
mean,
dudes.
Men, women dudes.
We're supposed to call them women now.
Yeah, my son has been telling me, I mean, we had the debate about it. I'm like,
no.
Like they say, when you approach somebody in the store and you be like, she, and she's like, I mean, he. No, I prefer to be called she. No, I'm like,
look.
Like, and then like the grammar.
Yes. What he just said. What
did he say?
He said, no, that's not how you look. I've seen transgender that look like women.
And Mari Povich was breaking that down all the time. Had me confused.
And then I'll say she, because you know what? When I look at these, I don't actually know.
Yeah, Mari Povich had me confused all the time.
Yeah, so that's different. But if you
didn't finish up,
yeah, like you look like a dude. You only went halfway on it, and I
even
can
if
see.
You are a girl and you look like a dude, you still I'm like, sir,
Caitlin, are we?
That's a he.
That's a he.
That's a him.
He's still a he.
He's not even a shim.
Okay.
You but to, once they cut that part off,
yeah.
No, that's what he said. That's what my son said. Once it's cut off, are you now a girl? I'm like,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
If you can't make a baby.
Is did you hear the last episode me and Vanessa did?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we talked about that.
There's some girls out there that can't make babies.
They're now trying to get surgery.
To put ovaries in you?
Yeah. That's what me and Vanessa talked about in the last episode.
Man, we almost done.
Yeah.
As a human race,
yeah,
you said,
yeah,
we got it. Because
then she asked me, like, what if a male becomes a woman and he can have babies? Is that still a woman? And I was just like, well, I guess.
A seahorse.
EOTW is what that is. EOTW. End of the world. We're going to just systematically just gone.
In other news,
reset.
Fajita heist.
Hey, man, hold on. Wait a minute. You ain't even. You ain't
that's
going
right.
to details.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Just rapid fire over here. All right.
Texas man sentenced to 50 years for stealing $1.2 million worth
should be
of food.
Fajitas. Where you get it from? Like some trucks? Like
no,
they was they
got
was.
You got it from.
No details. Okay, no detail. Right.
I think
fuck
it was like
details.
Fast and the Furious. Remember that? Remember when the Fast and Furious started and there was these trailers and they was bringing the cars up underneath it. Then they did the harpoons and they opened up the trailer and jacked all the whatever the stuff that was inside the car. I mean,
so
the trailer
decided not to stop and just let them do it.
They just snatched fajitas. Snatching fajitas, bro. Was it the mix, the powder, or was it like the chicken, the steak, the onion?
Corn or flour? Because that's.
Oh, man, you got to take the flour, man.
Got to.
Fajitas?
Yeah. Well, if it's 1.2 million, you can split that shit half and half. Please, everybody. What was he doing with it?
Selling it.
Oh, he's slinging fajitas.
He made $1.2 million in fajitas.
Shit. He doing a bid now?
You know what that meant?
Supposed to be doing 50 years.
50 of them?
That reminds me of a fabulous song.
Which one?
Met Uptown on Dyke. Right? This man was slinging fajitas that way.
Like coke.
He had a snitch in his game.
That's
yeah,
what happened.
He had the
bro.
Fajita connect.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, "It's time to re up." That's what you mean, re up, nigga. This is fajitas.
Nigga, what you got on my seasons?
Damn. Was it a fat dude?
I ain't got it.
Oh, it's over,
nigga. You either have those fajitas or my money, or I'm killing you and him.
It had to be a big worrying character, huh?
Yeah.
Because they big.
Fajitas.
Fajitas. Food.
No?
They say it is a big rich town.
No, I'm trying to figure out.
I'm just come from the hungriest part. I'm
trying to figure out which R. Kelly song.
Actually, the power was about fajitas.
Big fajita.
Trying to figure out which R. Kelly song you would bring to that.
For fajitas?
Yeah.
I don't think R. Kelly wrote a song about fajitas.
None?
Maybe Young Fajitas.
Trapped in a closet? Damn shame.
That's it for the other news, man.
We done?
Shout out to that segment, man. I like that, done. Man.
Yeah, I figure I'm going to bring that in. And other news, I'll do that at the end of the show. In other news.
Mike, what you looking for? Mm.
So when we said we was forming Voltron, did we like, are we missing a leg or an arm?
Damn.
Probably an arm.
Fuck, it's a lot of things we could do with arms, though.
Me and you are the legs. Yo, who's Voltron? Who's who?
I guess you would be the chest, the main motherfucker.
The head?
You can be the head. You can be the chest. I'll be a limb.
So you're the legs, then. And Mike's the arms.
Yeah. You know what?
Nigga, so we just a raptor right now. We just kind of...
Can't fight nothing.
We ain't grabbing hold of nothing.
Nigga, we need a sword.
Yeah, we can't use that bitch.
We can't even form that bitch. You didn't hear the ding integrated and shit.
These niggas just headbutting these dudes, man.
We're trying out here.
Hey, man, look, I hope y'all really enjoyed the show, which we sure you did. If you didn't, you know, fuck off.
That's not how you got anything back.
Else? Shit, man. It's the only mic I'm seeing today, huh?
You got anything else?
Yeah, man, it's three mics here, man.
We just hit one.
No, I ain't got nothing, man.
Think we done?
I believe we done.
Cut this bitch off.
We out.
Peace.